Don't get left out in the doghouse. Hi, it's Mike here, host of Noise of Carpet. Even though Fund Drive is over, you can still donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and be radio's best friend.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's 100% fact now. It's a new season of or new releases and stuff, and they're all garbage, and we beat them
all. The penguin one is good.
We beat them all. It doesn't really matter.
You have to have a max subscription for that one. So you don't need a subscription for us kids. We're the best free thing on at 2 a.m.
We are. I like the word free because they used to just call us cheap, but free sounds better.
Yeah. Right. Complimentary.
Yeah. Ooh.
We are very complimentary.
Ooh, that's multisyllabic. I like that word.
Yeah.
That's like a 5-cent word.
Right.
That's like a $10 word. Him.
Yeah.
You know, my dad once got us up to $100 so we could spell etiquette correctly. We were in my first and second grade. We couldn't get it. He just kept upping the ante. Yeah. So I learned how to spell etiquette in second grade thanks to that, but didn't get the $100.
You'd never know he got thrown out of community college, would you? Good for him. You would have loved Achiever you.
They have etiquette there, you know.
He thinks etiquette is a state up in New England. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Etiquette. Oh, me, I'm from Vermont.
You know? He keeps trying to drive to Etiquette to get the big, big refund on the bottles he turns in. He can never find it.
Yeah, it's right next to Boone's Farm and Bartles and James. Same place. Yeah. So
Strawberry Hill.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful place. I was Made Man Bob, and joining me on this episode are Made Man Brent.
You know, today it really is a pleasure to be in the basement.
Pretty good day so far.
Yes.
Just going to get maybe a little bit better. Maybe. Yeah, maybe not. We'll see. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning. Another fine day in the basement, gentlemen.
And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Grateful for darkness with all you handsome gentlemen, so I don't have to see you.
And it.
Yeah, well, we supply the baby oil like
Diddy.
Like Diddy.
Diddy, Diddy?
1,000 bottles. 1,000, like.
I mean, why so few?
I mean, at that point, why don't you just buy it a 50-gallon drum and just put a tap on it and just make it easy? I mean, it's just storing 1,000 bottles. Like, good Lord. Weird. Very, very weird. And speaking of way too much baby oil, good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me. I was told this would be a scotch show, but this is all bourbon. But that's all right. I'll power through it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
And look, don't blame Diddy for the 1,000 bottles. He shops at Costco. That's his lawyer actually said that. There's a Costco near every house.
The Costco defense. I like it.
I love it.
It's above my pay grade.
Yeah, he's got 1,000 bottles that, but there was only one GIMP mask. So, you know, I'm not buying
and
it.
And no condoms. What's that? What's up with that, man? That's not safe.
Weird. Very weird. Well, our SIP segments are not about Diddy. They are about wine and distilled spirits and tea and coffee and all those happy things you can drink.
We should do an olive oil show.
And here's the
whiskeys. Just so I can use it and stuff.
Yeah, no. Here's the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. So we have from Copper and Kings, their Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in American Apple Brandy Barrels. We have the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series Amrit Finish Cask.
Woohoo!
We have the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series, Tale of Two Islands. We have the Jack Daniel's 10-Year Batch 3, the Jack Daniel's 12-Year Batch 2, the Bernheim Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey Barrel Proof A-124. We have the Larceny Kentucky Straight Bourbon Barrel Proof A-124. And the Elijah Craig Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Proof A-124.
You typed 224 on the script, but you corrected it on the fly. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah. Right.
Are they all A-124?
I know where the 224.
A's are always ones.
I have the 224, too, and we just haven't got to it yet, and I know where it's at, so I know it's not that one. So that's what we're tasting today. Everybody happy?
We're good.
Ecstatic. Good?
Yeah, I'm okay.
There's only one whiskey here that has a hint of scotch in it. That's why I'm here.
We could go. You want me to go get a bottle of Octomore for Brent?
Only if I have the mask.
Make him happy.
Wear the gimp mask. All
right. Well, let's have Justin tell us about
our
subject.
Who will be joining us today? Will it be Sean Connery?
Hear me now and believe me later. Oh, we got some really high proof bourbon today.
That's a really bad Sean Connery.
Very bad.
Again, Sean Connery with a stroke.
It's a bad
it was a drunken leprechaun.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
He's actually getting better, Arnold.
Bring water! Bring water!
Don't feed into that ego.
Yeah.
Two sips.
Don't encourage him.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Pretty sure Sarah Connor's over in the corner crying, and it's not because, you know, the end of the universe. It's just...
Okay. She doesn't like great size.
Let's see if we can recover from this tragedy already. So, Brent, why don't you tell us about our first whiskey and dig us out of this hole? So-
Thanks. There's no help with me here. So, so our first one is Copper and King's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished... In American Apple Brandy barrels, it's 55.5% ABV or 111 proof. So Copper and King's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is the first bourbon offering from the well-known Louisville brand distillery.
Brandy.
Yes, that one too. It is made from a blend of 5, 10, and 15-year Kentucky bourbons that has been finished in American Apple Brandy barrels for 12 months. So I have to... It's a nice copper color. Yeah, nice copper color. And the first thing I have to say to this is when I first approached it, I really wasn't that thrilled with it. And I had to go back and I had to add water to this one. So this is something I had to add water to. And then everything kind of popped for me on this. So I added some water. On the nose, I got tobacco and apples. The apple brandy really comes through with the apples on this. You can get the apples on the palate. You get a little bit of a chocolate kind of apple mixture, a little bit of orange, and then some cherry. It's you'd think it's just going to be apple brandy, but there's a lot of other flavors that come through with this that they're kind of muddled in there. That
we got 5, 10, and 15-year-old bourbons.
Well, yeah, and you get a little bit of that. They did a good job with this because as we talk about the, not overpowering and stuff. So you have a lot of those bourbon notes to it, but they didn't come out until I added the water. And so.
Yeah, I had the opposite experience. I thought it tasted great without and smelled great without the water.
Right.
But the water did bring more floral notes to it for me. You said tobacco and apples. That's exactly what I got. But I also got brown sugar and cinnamon. When I added the water, I got more flowers.
I got brown sugar and cinnamon on the palate, though.
Yeah, well, on the nose, I mean, on the palate, the chocolate, there's chocolate and cinnamon. Yeah. I don't really get and a little orange zest and figs. But I got it on the nose before the water. Yeah, so whatever. Just like everyone's different. Yeah. And sometimes you're wrong, like Brent.
Well, the water makes it better, and you even said it. So there you go. Yeah, there you
go. Maury, what did you think?
Well, initially when I approached it, I was concerned it was going to be like an apple-flavored whiskey, like Crown Apple or something.
Always get that. It's in the back of your mind. When you hear something, it's just automatically you hear
and
like
they're
the
brandy the, finishing. They're a brandy the house. So
honey,
brandy finished
honey
apple,
bourbon.
Right.
You're thinking, oh, my God, this is what we got.
So honestly, in comparison to that, it's well done. It's much more balanced. This is a bourbon aged in apple brandy barrels, not apple flavored whiskey or bourbon.
Correct.
And so I think you're right. I think you hit it on the flavor notes. I agree with everything that's been said. The water improved it. Definitely coming back. I think the air helped it as well. I think it's hard to estimate how much the air helped it, but it's definitely been in the glass now for more than an hour, and it's much more approachable than it was straight out of the bottle. So I think it's really nice. I think it's a really cool project. That's a first effort. I think it was done with restraint, and it could have easily been overdone. So I like what they're doing, and I'd like to see what else is coming. Justin?
I got a hint of garlic Tabasco on the nose, some Camel unfiltered, subtle.
And some kerosene.
And wet flowers.
Did you wash your hands before you started drinking?
I mean, sure. On the palate,
we had empanadas
totally
earlier.
Different.
Did you put Tabasco on them?
No.
I did.
On the palate, it was like chocolate and cinnamon and orange. They're like really different than the nose. And then the finish was sweet, like apple paste. I liked it.
I didn't think it was that sweet a finish. I got the good spice and a little dusty oak as well. No oak for you guys? Bob, what'd you think?
Did a good job, man.
I think it was done extremely well. When you hear apple, it's apple brandy. It's not, like Crown
apple juice,
crapple, that they call it, Crown apple. I mean, that's that apple flavor is coming out of a test tube from Dow Petrochemical.
They made a 23-year-old Crown apple.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
Yeah. I mean, this is well done. I mean, it's well. I've had a lot of their brandies, and they make amazing brandies. I think this one was really well done. I get that tobacco, moist like pipe tobacco, and apple on the nose. I get the chocolate. When we first opened it, it was like sucking on a cinnamon toothpick. I mean, it was like blinding cinnamon. That is tapered off now nicely. I get the cherry. I get a little bit of a citrus on it. And then the finish on it's medium length. I think it's a good effort. So we'll be back.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up our discussion on the Copper and Kings, so anybody else have anything to add, or are we good to move on and give it a rating?
I just want to say that apple brandy finished whiskey is not unique, because I have some Japanese stuff from Nika.
Yeah.
Don't poo-poo it till you've tried it. The apple flavor is not that fake candy apple.
Right. It's not
sugar.
Sweet. This is not pucker apple.
Right. Yeah. This is not. Right. Not
it's not Jolly
pucker.
Rancher. Yeah.
They're doing something very nice.
Yeah. I think it's very well done. And again, it's easy for them because they make excellent brandy, so they've got good cast to go with. So we're going to give the Copper and Kings Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finish in American Apple Brandy Barrels a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series is one of a really a good series that they do with different other the collaborations. And this one, they're collaborating with Amrut. And Amrut is my favorite Indian whiskey. So,
but you're not biased.
There's several good Indian whiskeys on the market right now, and I still go back to Amrut. I opened it at my wedding. Come on. So the first of the three planned releases of the collaborative series from Bardstown for 2024 is the Amrut.
Did you open it at the wedding before or after the Bartles and James?
We didn't do Bartles and James. I should have had that for the Alabama family.
That's right. Yeah. I know. They'd have been happy. They might like you better.
No,
they might overlook your brownness.
Yeah, my in-laws like Farniente because they're spoiled. So we had a lot of that instead of Bartles and James. Yeah. So
sorry. Didn't interrupt.
So the Amrut collaboration brings together the single malt from India and the robust palate of long-aged Indiana rye and Kentucky bourbons. So they have two straight rye whiskeys that were finished in Amrut Indian single malt barrels for 18 months. The resulting liquid was carefully blended with the premium-aged Kentucky straight bourbons to create a distinct flavor profile that bridges the cultures and traditions to create something singular. Like my daughter, Indian and American, a white girl. So this is the blend right
Indian
here.
Indian in Alabama. It's Alabama. Not a white
That's girl. Not American. Right, that's Alabama. American.
That's Alabama. She's got all her teeth. But she doesn't wear shoes.
It's Alabama. You can see through her for crying out loud.
So that's high-class Alabama.
That's high-class Alabama, yeah.
Yeah.
I married a blonde. I like blondes. All right, so this whiskey is a blend of 43% 9-year-old Indiana rye with a mash bill of 45% corn, 51% rye, and you've got this numbers matched up here.
It is,
It's 51% rye, 45% corn, and 4% malted barley. This 20% 8-year-old Indiana rye with 95.5 mash bill. And they're both finished for 18 months in the Amrut's Indian single malt barrels. And I'm guessing, they don't say it here, but I'm guessing from the flavor profile we get later, so it's those repeated barrels. So the remaining whiskey is a blend of 14-year-old Kentucky bourbon and a mash bill of 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley, 10-year-old Kentucky bourbon with a mash bill of 78% corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley, 11-year-old Kentucky bourbon with a mash bill of 78% corn, 13% rye, and 9% malted barley.
Now, can you state it again without reading it?
No, not at all.
That's so complicated.
It's very complicated. I'm glad Bob's gives us all the details.
It's overly complicated.
But it's about the whiskey. The color is a beautiful mahogany, much like myself. And
oh my.
The nose. I got tons of baked cherries, vanilla, and a hint of like fusel oil from the peat. There's a little bit of campfire going on, a little smoke, wood smoke. And the fusel oil is it's a good, really heavy scotchy smell that comes with, that's blended with the rye and the bourbon and the palate. It's heavy on the palate, it's oily, coats your whole tongue and your mouth. There's a hint, wisps of light peat and ginger, and you can taste the malt from the bourbons and the rye and of course the single malt from India. The finish is quite long. It has waves of spice from the rye, orange peel, ginger, cinnamon, cherries, and then again that hint of smoke from the Amrut. I'm really enjoying this.
You got to really look for the smoke, but I think you're right. I want to be clear. This is not a smoky whiskey.
No. It's just
this is really a delicious combination where the sum of the parts has eclipsed the individual components.
Just like
really,
my daughter.
Yes.
She's beautiful and brilliant. Go back. Go ahead.
I can't follow up with anything else.
She must be adopted. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brett.
Have you or your wife met the parents? You're
great. That was perfect.
What do you think about the whiskey, Brett?
That was perfect. Well, you keep bringing up your daughter like a box of crayons.
Whatever.
No, this is barrel bourbon. When they first came out and they were out, we had
barrel bourbon? What are you talking about?
Bardstown bourbon. Bardstown bourbon has been Bardstown bourbon.
Is,
no, they've done a lot of these collaborations, and they come together very well.
There was a couple I didn't like, but this is really great.
Yeah, this one here has came together extremely well, and
you lose some, but I agree with you. On the average, they've done more good ones than bad ones. Some haven't worked, but most of them, the collabs have been very good.
Right. I wouldn't even say bad. They had some that weren't great.
You know, they, no, they were okay.
Not bad.
Well,
not bad.
I don't mean bad.
They weren't
bad.
Better than others.
Some were really good and some were much better.
Yeah. Distinct. Yeah. This is distinct.
This one is, right, this one carries itself very well. This one is above a lot of the other ones that they've had. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, when this one came out, I got excited. And I actually reached out to him. I said, I just want to make sure we're on the list for this one. They go, you're on the list for everything. I said, yeah, but I want to make sure I'm on the list for this
one. Yeah. This one here hit all the right notes. I mean, when we first got it, we, you know, we had it at one rating. And we all came back again and tried it again. And it just got better with, you know, sitting in the glass and stuff. I had a little bit of water. It didn't really do much difference to it and stuff, but it was...
I think water brings out a little bit more of that smokiness, just a little bit.
Yeah, and when you say the smokiness, it was like you said...
It's a wisp.
It's, you know, I wouldn't even... yeah, really, it's like... yeah, not smoky at all, people, so...
Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
It's Justin?
Every time I smell it, I smell something different. Well, that's the time I smelled it.
You're talking about whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baked apple pie.
Just making sure with him, you never know. It could be Fabuloso or it could be
true
kerosene.
Yeah, you're right. The apple pie notes there too. I didn't even think about that.
Vanilla, cinnamon, and green tea. And the palate was very ginger heavy. It's like biting into like a fresh ginger root.
It is not anything like that. You've never bitten into a fresh ginger root.
That's right. I take issue with that, just as Harmeet does.
Okay. And then the finish was... pleasant, but not super long for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't a fan.
All right, fine.
I think it's fine.
I think it's a long finish. Bob, settle it.
Medium to long finish for me, but it's cherries and vanilla. It's got that hint of that wisp of smoke on the back end.
But it's not like fresh fruit cherries. It's like baked cherry.
No, yeah, and the ginger for me is up front. There's definitely a ginger there, but it's also got a creaminess to it. It's got a nice viscosity. It's bordering on an oiliness, but not quite there for me, but it's got a great viscosity to it. It's got a really nice mouthfeel. I pick up the peat hints, but I like peated whiskey, so I'm looking for it, and I know what to look for, but I absolutely can get it. Is it a peated whiskey? No. Is it a smoky whiskey? No. It is just the slightest little elevation.
See, Amrit uses six-row barley, which is distinct Indian barley, and that has a lot more malty flavor than you get from two-row barley. So maybe that's coming through.
Yeah, it's
and more citrus.
I think it's extremely well done. I think this is one of the best ones they've done so far, and I think the teaming up with Amrit was a stroke of brilliance. They are, you know, one of the leading whiskey manufacturers on earth right now, and they make world-class whiskey. So I think it's a good match, and I hope they do another release of this. So we're going to be giving the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series Amrit finish a well-deserved 4 sips, guys.
That's classified.
So that leads us into our next whiskey, which is the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series Tale of Two Islands. And again, if you're a Scotch fan, or a Peaty fan, you'll kind of like this. It's 40% ABV, 80 proof. The in 2018, Barrel Bourbon produced the legendary Tale of Two Islands rum. It was a Jamaican rum matured in peated Islay single malt whiskey barrels. So they took those casks and used them to finish a blend of straight bourbons. So it was an ex-Islay cask that was then...
An Islay cask they aged rum in.
Nice, heavy Jamaican rum.
And they bottled that and they had the empty barrels.
Then put the bourbon in there. So it's a blend of 5, 6, and 9-year-old Indiana bourbon whiskeys and 5 and 6-year-old Maryland bourbon. So, you know, fairly standard.
Who's making bourbon in Maryland right now?
I don't know.
I thought that was the rye. There's a rye in Maryland that I like, Sagamore.
Yeah, Sagamore.
But who's making the bourbon?
Don't know. But nice color on the nose. There's definitely an herbalness to it. There's a sweetness. They say marshmallow, and I'm definitely picking that up.
They say the herbal note's sage, and I guess it is.
Possibly. To me, it's more of a forest floor kind of herbal note. But and then on the palate, hold on. On the palate, dark, dark chocolate, heavily dark roasted coffee. There's an interesting kind of citrusy note on the back palate for me. It's got a really nice mouthfeel to it. I definitely am picking up a little bit of that peated whiskey cask. Very faint. Very faint. I'm actually getting a lot more of the rum than I'm getting of the peated whiskey. And if you know Jamaican rums and the style of rum that they make there, it's very identifiable in this, but it's not overpowering
in
any.
It's got that pogo funk.
It's just, yeah, it's just the slightest bit. I think this one was very well done. I enjoyed it. What'd you think, Harm?
I think you hit all the notes. It's got the hogo funk from the rum. I think, who is it? Brent, you said to add water to this one, right? Water brought out the peaches like you wouldn't believe.
Yes. Yes.
So that was great. I got a little coconut. And I don't get the banana that I expect to get from the rum note, but it came out as chocolate. And again, the citrus you said on the finish, it's all there. It's very well done whiskey. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, that chocolate and espresso and peach that's the way I would describe
unexpected
it.
Unexpected combination.
Yeah, exactly. You don't expect that, but that's what you're getting. This is what you're getting, and it's very well done. Very surprised.
I'm guessing this is a real dark rum. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of molasses notes from the rum.
Do you? I'm not getting so much molasses. But yeah. Maybe that's... I think it's merging with the Islay cask.
Yeah, it's the undertone.
Get a little bit of lemon on it when you go back to it again.
There's definitely citrus notes, not just a little, but not all lemon. It's orange, it's lemon,
That's good.
Yeah, I'm getting general citrus. I'm not getting any more or less of one or the other.
Yeah,
Really, I got Buddha's hand. I got Buddha's hand citrus. I'm just making stuff up now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, I think this thing's really interesting. I think this was a really interesting... Well, you had the barrels anyway. Why not give it a shot? But I think it worked out.
You'd hate for it not to work when you're doing it, you know?
Yeah, I think it worked out. But I like Islay, and I do love
it. I like
Jamaican.
Islay, I like rum.
I love a Jamaican rum.
You know, one of my favorite Ardbeg expressions was drum. That's a polarizing one. People don't like rum with their Islay whiskey, but I thought it was great.
Yeah.
What do you think, Justin?
So it really reminded me of like Black Tot, like a British style.
Yeah, good.
Navy rum on the nose. Yeah. But then the palate was like way more complex than anything I was getting off the nose. I got like the chocolate and the fruits and the Jamaican rum. So it was
pretty cool.
Did you
add water now?
I did after the first round.
Right.
And that made the citrus notes come out more for me.
It's kind of weird. It's already 40 proof. I'm 80 proof, 40% ABV. You shouldn't have to add water, but the water enhanced the fruit.
Mm-hmm. But remember, the water is not just to cut proof. The water is to bring up flavor.
Yeah, you're right. It changes the solubility of those esters in the glass.
There are chemical compounds in there that are soluble in alcohol. And there are chemicals in there that are soluble in water. So... sometimes a little more water will wake that up.
Yeah, what Harm says is true for our listeners, that in general, hotter whiskeys are going to need a little bit of water to bring the proof down so you can really get the flavor. But sometimes you're adding water not to proof it down, but to enhance the flavor by, you know, bonding with the water
solubility.
Esters and compounds.
Chemicals that dissolve in ethanol, chemicals that dissolve in water. Add more water, those chemicals come out more. So... and that's why we keep preaching to people on the show. Add water to your whiskey.
Try a couple drops. It's not going to kill you, kids. Yeah. It's not going to kill
sometimes
you.
Sometimes it'll wash the whiskey out.
And, you know, every now and then, like once a week, try drinking a glass of water just to keep your liver surprised.
Yeah. Sometimes you add water and it does nothing. And there's no change at all. But sometimes you add water and it's a huge change for the better. So
Once a week, have a glass of water.
I don't drink water just straight.
Shock your liver. Just give it a surprise.
You shouldn't drink water straight. It causes rust.
Yeah. Fish do things in it.
That's right.
True.
So we were asking about the Maryland. There's like 10 distilleries that produce bourbon in Maryland. Yeah.
You Googled it? Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, at least you know.
It's not just fish fornicating in water. It's fish doing other things. Pooping.
And dying.
Decaying.
Yeah, no.
Does this smell like whale to you? This smells like orca.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give the Barrel Bourbon Cask Finish Series, Tale of Two Islands, a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I think you could use more time in the rum barrel. Whatever.
Go ahead. So we're going to go to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So I'm pleased to talk about the Jack Daniel's 10-Year Batch 3. It's 48.4